How did you actually learn how to drive?
Well, as soon as I got my, as soon as I passed the paper test, I immediately got in the vehicle with my father and started driving. And our town was, and is still, 10 kilometers away.
10 kilometers away from?
So the license office and my town were 10 kilometers apart. So as soon as I passed the paper test, as long as my father was sitting next to me, because he's a licensed driver, I could start driving.
Right.
With my 365.
Your three? What's that 360?
The 365, meaning the learner's permit. It's valid for 1 year.
Oh, is that what you call that in Ontario?
That's a nickname, right?
Oh, right? I didn't. Yeah. That's a cool nickname, the 365.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember calling the learner's permit in British Columbia or BC. Mm-hmm. I don't recall calling it anything but the learner's permit or my learner's permit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did it take you to get your learner's permit? Not your full drive. No, sorry. Not your learner's permit. How long did it take you after you got your learner's permit to get your actual license?
Right. I can't remember now. I think somewhere between 6 months and 8 months, something like that.
I was kind of under pressure to be able to drive to my high school prom. Because I wanted to drive. I wanted to drive the car. And my father said, yeah, okay, you can drive to your high school prom. And that was about 2 months away. So if I remember properly, it took me about 2 months.
Wow.
Right.
That's pretty fast.
It was pretty fast. But because I was under pressure, it made me feel nervous. And I was under worse pressure because about 3 weeks from the prom was when I took my test, my final test. And I failed my first one.
Mm-hmm.
Failed it. I was wrecked, and I had to go take it again.
How much time after the first one, first driving exam, did you take your second?
I think you had to wait like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go the next day and do it again, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I took it 3 weeks later, and I think there was like only another 2 weeks until the prom, so like total pressure, or else I'd be taking the bus with my date or something, or we'd have to like get a ride with somebody else.
Right.
What kind of interesting stories do you remember from your time learning how to drive?
Interesting stories. Most of my friends learned driving small cars, but my family had big cars, so.
Right.
I would drive a big van, you know, this like the size of an ambulance, because it used to be an ambulance, because my father bought it at an auction.
Oh,
right after they retired the vehicle.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
did it have the sirens on it?
No.
Oh, what about the inside? Did they gut out all the medical stuff?
Yeah, they took it all out. Like there's a type of bench seat in the back
for the medics.
Yes, yeah. Mm. There are a couple of spaces for shelves in the back, but basically everything was, you know, everything related to medical emergencies was removed.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I actually learned on a big car too. Do you know what a Chevy Suburban is?
Yeah.
Okay, that was our car. And I think because I learned on a big car, that's the reason why I like driving only big cars. I find it very uncomfortable, actually, to drive small cars.